Good evening. This is the 9 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is now centered just to the east of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and is moving towards the north-northeast. It's going to follow this course overnight tonight and into tomorrow, with its final landfall being made in southern New England late on Sunday morning. At this time, maximum winds are near 80 miles per hour. There will be a slow decrease in the wind speed during the next 12 to 24 hours. The winds are from the southeast to east in the offshore area, and that's bringing a high storm surge along the coast from Virginia northward to southern New England. Storm surge values as high as 4 to 8 feet can be expected, and the flooding will be greatest where those occur during times of astronomical high tide. The areas of greatest concern for the storm surge are going to be near Norfolk, Virginia, along the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware Bay, along the New Jersey coast, New York Harbor area, and Long Island Sound. In the southern Chesapeake Bay, water levels have risen to near the records that were set during Hurricane Isabel. In addition to the storm surge, there is a potential for severe flooding in the inland areas from the rainfall. From the radar image we just saw, we can see a large area of precipitation that's moving up the east coast. Rainfall totals of 6 to 12 inches are likely over many areas, with isolated amounts to be close to 20 inches. Again, severe flooding from rainfall in the inland areas within about 100 miles of the coast, and at the shoreline, flooding from storm surge. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.